Yes, another one. You see the video of Kurt going to the tunnel?
I did.
He's getting better. He's getting lower, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. He's getting lower with it. He's getting lower with it.
Man, look, they keep winning. It can look however it
wants. Hell yeah,
it can look however it wants. Another win yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons. That's three in a row. Three in a row against the division as well. Back-to-back 30-point games
for
the offense for the first time in quite some time.
Yeah, man.
We were sitting there yesterday watching the game. Again, shout-out to all the folks at the Wicked Wolf in Midtown. Great spot over there on 11th, right off Peachtree. Big open doors, so like big, like, you know, just a nice vibe for a day like yesterday. A lot of Falcons fans in the building, which is really, really great. Nice and loud. Gave away some good, gave away some tickets to the Falcons Seahawks game coming up on Sunday as well. But there was a couple times in the first half where just plays worked so well, especially in the passing game, where it was like, man. And I know a lot of it has to do with Kirk being the quarterback and the respect that defenses have to have for that. Just like, plays scheming receivers open and guys just being wide open. We just haven't seen it. We just haven't seen it. I'm not here to drag Arthur Smith through the mud, whatever. Arthur Smith was in a bad situation with the quarterbacks that he had on this team. But still, it's just really nice to see. Wow, that was a game planned reception. That was a play caller getting his receiver wide open and making that play. It's just not something that we've seen very much over the last couple of years. Really cool to see that every Sunday now with the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think as coordinator and quarterback get more and more familiar, quarterback and receivers get more and more familiar, it's just going to keep getting better. It's going to keep getting better. And so you're in a spot where you still haven't played your best. I mean, you had some really great moments, but you still haven't played your best. And you're continuing to win games while you're doing that. And I think that's the biggest thing, because these things count. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're learning each other, but you're playing games that count, you know, towards your record. And so for you to find a way to win three games in a row, it's been a really good run for this Foots offense. And you said it last week, this is going to have to be an offense-driven team.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're absolutely correct.
Very clearly.
Because
the
defense is just not doing what it needs to do. Now, as far as stopping the run and as far as, you know, not sacking the quarterback and everything like that, because, you know, we're going to still enjoy this game this week today and everything, but they got a problem coming up. And Seattle is a problem, because Seattle got dudes at the receiver spot.
They
I'm talking about dudes that, you know, they ain't played yet. Now, you can maybe say Kansas City maybe more or less with quarterback, but I'm talking about you got a monster in number 14. You got a dude who, for some reason, in Tyler Lockett, always seems to get behind the damn defense and makes a play.
And he's got magnet hands.
And he got magnet.
The ball touches his hands.
Catches everything.
And Jackson Smith and Jigba's a nice young player, too.
And then you got the running back. When he's healthy,
both
one of the best.
Both of them.
The offensive line's okay. Geno's is athletic. But the one thing Geno will do, he'll throw it to you.
If you pressure him.
Yes, Geno will throw it to you.
If you pressure him.
So you got to get the
pressure. If you let Geno sit back there in a pocket, he's going to throw for 400 yards.
And, with them dudes.
Yeah.
So you got an issue. But go back to yesterday.
We'll get there.
Back to yesterday, just a complete team victory. The defense got the turnovers when you needed the defense against the turnover. Nice kickoff return. Yeah, nice kickoff return. I think that was it. Yeah. Anyway, I thought, you know, when you talk about all three phases and everything like that, I think that this team, if they can find a pass rush bump, they're one of the best teams in the NFC. If they can rush the passer, because I'm pretty sure, and I think, from my experience, if they're able to rush the passer, it's going to help. That's going to help the secondary.
Yeah,
it's going to help the secondary.
But I think we know pretty clearly at this point that they can't.
No.
Like, this group of guys is just not going to.
Tell me lead, and I never believed in that lead crap.
No,
but I mean, y'all want to keep telling me, I keep listening.
Yeah, well,
I keep listening.
We were being. I mean, you get to the point where it's just kind of. I don't even know what the word is. It's just so frustrating to have to sort of dig that deep to try to come up with excuses for why people aren't getting home on the quarterback. Well,
that's what it was. I'm sorry. They had a block punt. That's what it was. I was like, I know they had a special teams play. Block punt. That's what it was.
If that's what you were clinging to, obviously that goes out the window, having that lead, especially in the second half against a quarterback that's immobile. You had him one point. He spun out of it, Andy Dalton, and he runs like 20 yards on you, which is like, so I don't know. I mean, I know it's the NFL. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do this. It's more of this now than it has been, but you might have to seriously look at the trade market to try to get a person in here on the edge.
What did we get?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who it is. Max Crosby pushed his coach yesterday.
I
don't know.
Yeah, dog.
I don't know. I have no idea. This group, this group can't rush the pass.
They need somebody. Or they got to risk it. You got to start bringing guys.
You got to start bringing
guys. One of the two. Somebody got to have like an overnight. Somebody went and got a damn fried chitlin sandwich from the lady down in Fort Valley. Gave him that boost of protein and stuff that chitlin's supposed to do for you. And go out there and just have. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
It's not on this roster.
It's not on this roster.
Judon's a good player.
Yes.
But you're going to have to help on that line.
You got to figure something out.
If you're just going to rush, if you're not going to add extra pressure and stuff like that.
And right now, they seem real hesitant. Now, they will come with zero every now and then.
Sure.
You know, they'll come with that bomb, zero bomb blitz every now and then. But, I mean, even in that area, you can't live like that because you're going to get your ass told eventually.
Oh, yeah. Eventually, they're going to figure
it out.
Eventually,
they're going to figure it out.
For big plays.
But, I mean, you know, you had the turnover early, but you had the penalty on the interception by Jesse Bates. Was a, you know, Judon offside. But they did get the two turnovers. They did, you know, they did limit the possession. You already talked about the A.J. Terrell interception. They're driving, you know, and it's great to see A.J. get a pick. It was a long time. And he's had a couple of those just like that.
Yeah.
He's dropped them.
Yeah.
So they went through his hands and everything.
It was good to see him catch it.
Yes, he got that. And then, of course, you know, my man Frank, just go Sko Clark. Go Sko, man. I mean, you can miss me with the whole, you don't want the defense to go out there and run any more plays, somebody get hurt. Man, go to hell with that. Go Sko Clark, because I tell you what would have happened. If he would have Sko, every single one of them damn defensive teammates would have been in that end zone doing that dumbass thing they do with the Cameron end zone.
Oh, yeah.
All
they all would have gone in there and posed together.
All of them would have been there.
I
don't,
just,
don't miss
who
me
knows?
With that crap.
Maybe Clark Phillips has a cool touchdown celebration that he's been working on. I don't know.
I was like,
you see all kinds of stuff.
And then it looked horrible with him trying to stop, too. Like, go!
Well, I thought almost was like, oh, did he get hurt?
Yes.
Like, what happened? Oh, I guess he took it. I guess. Okay. Yeah. And then,
Go Sko, man.
Sure.
Go Sko,
if
Clark.
If he's coached to do that,
go Sko.
Fine. But, yeah, get in the house. Celebrate with your teammates.
What would I give up to get Max Crosby from the Raiders second round pick right now?
Sure.
Bam.
Yeah, bam.
Bam.
Because things are getting horrible there.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
By the time you and me go out to Vegas for that Monday night game.
There's going
to
be a new coach.
They might have a new coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. They already made a quarterback change. They're going to trade Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have Max Crosby if you're them.
Yeah.
You're just wasting
it. Yeah.
Send him on over here.
Yeah, send him to Atlanta.
Send him on over.
Yeah, why not?
That's exactly what this team needs.
He's from this area. No, he's not from this area. He don't live too far.
He probably grew up a Braves fan.
He's from.
Everyone did.
I think he's from Michigan. Michigan ain't that far from
Is
Atlanta.
That where he's from?
I don't know. I think he went to Eastern Washington, I think he went to Eastern Washington or something. But yeah, it ain't that far.
He didn't go to Eastern
you
Washington.
Sure? Where'd he go? I'm sorry. Illinois.
He went to Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan, yeah. Eastern Michigan, okay. Yeah, that ain't that far.
Yeah, he's from Michigan, but so what?
So what?
That's not that far. You could drive there if you needed to. Lapeer, Michigan. No one's ever heard of that.
No.
Come on down.
I bet Atlanta's better than Lapeer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely is. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Grew up in Texas, though.
Oh, okay.
Grew up in Texas.
Ain't that far?
Even closer.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to hear, because we just did a lot of good Falcons stuff there, do you want to hear anything from Kirk Cousins?
Okay.
All right, here's Kirk Cousins talking about the offense.
Well, Bijan ran really well. I thought our receivers blocked well. I thought it was a good mix of runs, getting the outside zone game going, inside zone game going. Threw when we had to, avoided sacks. Had the one turnover that, you know, could have been avoided, but other than that, protected the football.
I thought, you know, Drake London played really well. And you saw what they did a lot of him inverting into the line, you know, coming down to get that extra guy. And Kirk was like, and the one thing about it, when you're a receiver and they're telling you to, invert into the line, they know what you're doing as a DB or somebody. They're coming to smack you in the mouth. But Drake, being a bigger dude that he is, I thought he did a great job of yesterday.
Lead blocker,
yeah,
Drake London?
I thought he did a great job of
yesterday.
I love it. I thought he did a really good job.
Now, Kirk said it there, too. Obviously, they're still running that outside zone, but they ran inside more yesterday than I feel like they have all year. And it was effective.
Yeah.
They did a really nice job, which is what we've been begging for them to do, is just mix it up a little bit more.
Right.
Don't run the same two plays, one to the right, one to the left, over and over again. Mix it up. Get inside. They did that. It helps when Algier and Bijan are both running as hard as they did yesterday.
Yeah.
They combined for 200 yards between the two of them. That happens.
Yeah.
Those two guys do that.
Yeah, they're going to
win a lot of football
games. Yeah, and I think when we talk about, you know, the outside zone, and a lot of time when you see them going up inside, it's where the path takes them a lot of times. And it's just, you know, everything is stretched so far, and then you just find where the cut is, and you just go up in there. And I thought that was always one of the questions of, you know, how would you divvy out these carries and everything like that? And yesterday, Tyler had more carries than Bijan.
Yeah.
And I'm saying he's more effective than him. It's just the way it was flowing. It's something that, you know, we kind of talked to Z-Rob about on Wednesday or Thursday, whenever we had him on. I asked him a question about how does he do it. And basically, he does a lot of it leaving it up to the running back coach.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Tyler, it's your series. I don't think he calls down there unless it's something specific that he wants, you know, Bijan in the game for or Tyler in the game for. It's more or less the feel of what's going on in the game.
At this point, I feel very comfortable with how they've divvied it up, because they've divvied it up seemingly based on who has it going.
Right.
Like, who's got it going right now? There was a couple weeks ago where Tyler Allgeier, like, sparked the thing in the fourth quarter with the way that he was running the ball. So they kept handing it to him. Bijan still gets the first series.
Yes.
Bijan got, I think Bijan touched the ball four times, three carries and a catch, before Tyler Allgeier even got on the field. But then Tyler Allgeier got on the field. And you know what he did?
Boom!
Ran for 27 yards in three plays.
Yeah, man. So it looked like a damn bumper car out there.
And then they kept giving him the ball.
Right.
And if he's running like that, then he's going to have 18 carries and Bijan's going to have 15. It's not, I don't know. It's not a controversial thing to
me. No. I wish I could have got Bijan the 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to see Bijan get the 100. Yeah. Get the 100.
Bijan was better per carry than Allgeier was.
But he got
yesterday.
The two tugs.
He had the two touchdowns.
Two tugs.
First time in his career he's had two touchdowns
in a
game.
Rough touchdown runs, too. Love it.
That was the most physical the run game has looked all year.
Yes.
Really impressive to see. We were calling for what we call for 300, 150
yep.
from pass run split yardage-wise.
Yeah. Yep.
200's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I'll take 225, 200. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to –
especially that 225 is you busting somebody's mouth.
225 was the passing.
Oh, that was rushing.
It's all right. It's okay.
200 in front of a 200 yard rushing. It's big deal.
Really good.
In the NFL?
You're averaging 5.2
yes.
a carry?
Yes.
Like – and if you're just looking at the running backs, they average 6 yards a carry?
Yes. That's mashing.
Beautiful stuff. We'll come back and get to everything else that happened in the NFL over the weekend. We'll try to run through as many of these games as we possibly can, especially the good ones. There's some crap ones we don't have to talk about.
Yeah.
The good ones we'll talk about next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, NFL, no huddle, round two, all of the other games from Sunday. One game coming up tonight as well, Bills and Jets right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But we'll get back into the Falcons. Obviously, in the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, we'll get the phone lines open for Falcons fans at 1240 as well, 404-726-0929. So you want to jump in and get on the line and talk about that win yesterday, 4-2 start, all that good stuff. We'll get there in about 20 minutes from right now. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's roll through some of these other games. Let's start with the one that started things yesterday in London. Jaguars are terrible.
Yeah, man.
The
Bears are better than
that whole division.
He's gotten
everyone that division
Caleb
is good.
Caleb's gotten better.
He
played pretty good outside the interception. You got to put that ball out there for him, man. Yeah, he puts the ball out there, it's going. But he got my man Cole Kmet going.
Yep.
And the Jacksonville just awful.
They're just really bad. They're just a really.
And I asked you
really
earlier, Andy, if they didn't have a back-to-back games over there, Doug Peterson would be fired.
Yeah,
yes, I mean,
they do, and so they're going to play one more, and then that may be when they do that.
Yeah.
I guess we'd be the second head coach fired.
Yeah, man.
This year is Robert Saleh.
But you know what? All it takes is one team to rip that Band-Aid off.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's all it is.
As soon as there's a crack in the dam, the water. I mean, it goes, and that's what it is. There's going to be a lot of coaches that get fired this year.
Yes.
Obviously Saleh did. Peterson's going to get fired. Jacksonville. Probably AP is going to get fired in Las Vegas sooner rather than later. Who knows? They're crazy up there in Charlotte. I don't know. Tepper's a madman.
I know that.
He might get rid of Canales. I have no idea what he's going to do up there. But, yeah, awesome performance yesterday from Caleb Williams. 4 touchdowns. DeAndre Swift has it going right now, too. And they're 4-2.
Yeah, man.
Like we said, everybody in that division is playing pretty good. Packers, with Jordan Love back and fully healthy, are playing really well, too.
Yeah, he was on yesterday.
Yeah, he threw 4 touchdowns as well. They beat the hell. Oh, one more thing on the Bears. Keenan Allen being healthy.
I told you.
And back.
Then we kept saying.
Huge.
We kept saying that he needs that security guy. Keenan caught 2 touchdowns yesterday, and both throws were just ignorant.
The amount.
Ignorant.
That's
throws.
Exactly what they were.
Ignorant.
And that's what
that
guy can
boy.
Do. That's what that guy can do when he has the confidence.
Ignorant.
But having Keenan Allen back just to kind of calm things down when it gets a little frenzied is huge for them.
Man.
I don't know. I thought they were going to be okay this year. I didn't think they were going to be playing like this quick, but good for them. Marvin Harrison got a concussion in that game for the Cardinals yesterday. They're not playing particularly well. The Packers are, again, 4 touchdowns for Jordan Love.
Really good.
You want to talk about this Colts-Titans game? We said we weren't going to talk about the crap games, but.
Before we get to it, are you taking Joe Flacco out?
No.
Okay.
Why would you?
I'm not. I mean, Anthony Richardson, I know you got to develop him and all that other thing.
You got to win games.
You got to win games.
Yeah, you got to win games.
And I love Shane, and I know Shane loves this young kid, but I can't take Joe Flacco out.
No, I'm not taking him out right now.
Yeah, the game was crap. I just want to hear Ridley.
Okay, Calvin Ridley talking about having zero catches yesterday.
What was kind of off that resulted in targets but no catches?
I had targets in what part of the game I had targets?
Fourth quarter, a lot of them.
All right, then. So need some in the beginning of the game, too, then. Oh. Like, been crazy for me. So I'm just, you know, it is what it is. I sucked today. I got to be better. But I got to get the ball a little early in the game so I can be in the game and here with the team so I can play well.
Yeah, also. I mean, Will Levis is ass.
Yeah, right, I mean, that's awful. Really what
that's
it
really
is.
What it is. And then I know people, it was crazy because I think we mentioned this last week, and I was like, man, people need to lay off Red. His quarterback plays that. That's before this game. And now you go to him with the microphone and like, yeah, man, I want the damn ball. I know I'm getting all this money, and it's great. Appreciate you. I'm about to go right here and go to the most expensive steakhouse in Nashville, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to drown the sorrows with some fancy steaks.
Yeah, with nine people with me, okay? Yeah, that's what I'm about to go do, all right? But I want the damn ball.
Yeah, it'd be nice
to win. And I can't do nothing with this quarterback. And then Mason Rudolph is a backup?
Not better.
Come on, man.
It's not, I guess it might be better, but it's not that much better.
What the hell is Will, man? Whatever.
It's not good.
Whatever, Doc.
It's like, I didn't realize. He did have eight targets yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, five of them were in the fourth quarter.
There's a difference between targets and balls that you can catch.
That's true.
And I don't think people understand.
That's true.
I don't think people understand
that. Not every target is a catchable
ball.
Not
every target is a catchable ball.
And when Will Levis is your quarterback, most of them aren't catchable passes. Yeah. Not a bad situation, man.
Yeah, man.
They're not a good football team.
Yeah, man.
They're 1-4 as well. They're 0-3 at home. They're trash.
Yeah.
Drake May made his debut yesterday. Made some nice throws, Drake May did.
He did, man. I think, you know, they're going to be a little bit more aggressive downfield with him opposed to how they were with Jacoby Brissett. And, you know, guys made plays. Houston, when they're fully loaded with Joe Mixon and all them, and they didn't even have Nico yesterday, but they are a problem because that little young boy, they play quarterback. What a real deal.
Yeah, three touchdowns for C.J. Stroud yesterday. Just another nice performance for him. Joe Mixon, like you said, Joe Mixon back running good.
Yeah.
Nice to see that. Him over 100 yards. And then Will Anderson with a couple sacks yesterday, too.
Yes.
Actually, three.
Yes.
Three sacks yesterday for Will Anderson.
They were all man sacks.
Yeah.
Like, he was just running through people, man.
Yeah.
Like, come here. Oh, you want some of this? Like, just Debo sack.
Yeah, they're at least the Patriots are kind of bad in the way they're supposed to be bad. And if Drake May can play like that, at least there's a little hope for the future. Again, you got to try not to get him hit as many times as they did, but we kind of knew that was going to happen. That Bucs-Saints game was outrageous.
It's weird.
Like, the Bucs go up 17-0, and it's like, all right, they're going to steamroll these guys. And then Rattler kind of played pretty solid.
He was all right.
In the second quarter.
He was pretty solid.
And obviously, Kamara's a great player. They scored 27 points in the second quarter, the Saints did, and they took a lead going into half. They were down 17-0 in the first quarter. They're up 27-24 at halftime, and then they lost by 24 points.
Yes.
Like, that was the drunkest NFL game I've seen in a very long time.
They were down there getting the hand grenades drunk, man.
I think
down New Orleans.
The over-under set for that game was like 43.
They blew out the water.
In the first half, the Saints did it, or the Bucs did it by themselves. They scored 51 points in that game. Yeah, that game was, I don't know. I don't know really what else to say. Baker Mayfield's
can
be reckless sometimes.
Tackle somebody, Saints. Tackle some damn body.
So the Eagles won, and that's good.
Yeah.
It was hideous how they did it, and the Browns are just an absolute disaster. Which one of those situations do you want to start with first?
Let's start with the Eagles, because they did win.
They won.
Jalen, I think this is part of his cleanest game. No turnovers.
Couple nice throws.
But it was
nice touchdown.
Yeah, nice throw. It's always good to have A.J. Brown back. And then obviously you have you got Smitty there. But I think this is about their coach, man. And to me, and I follow my boy Hugh on Twitter, and I don't know what he's doing up there, but I don't know if he's antagonizing the listeners.
You know that he's antagonizing.
But
what did he say?
But it's just like I think that their coach is reaching right now to find something. And to me, it seems like it's rubbing off on his team. And to me, it seems like they don't like this cat, and they're just tolerating him there. And you can just tell, I don't know what the hell he's doing going to the crowd. What are you saying to them? And then you knew they were going to grill your ass about this. And then you come to your press conference with your kids.
Savvy move.
That's savvy as hell.
Savvy move.
You bring your babies with you to the podium because you know that Philadelphia media ain't going to get after you.
We want to grill you.
Yeah.
We want to ask you, but the kids are cute.
Yeah.
Kids are cute. And anytime the tough question gets asked, you just pop that little,
that
little baby right up there in front of the microphone.
Up there in front of the microphone.
It's a savvy move,
man. It really is, man. And, I mean, there's nothing to say about Cleveland. Dude.
Well, there's one thing to say about Cleveland.
But, no, it really isn't because they're not going to happen.
It has to happen.
No.
They have to bench him.
I agree with you. They're not going to. He already said. They are 0-36 in their last freaking third downs.
Oh, my God. They're 0-36 on their last 36 third downs?
Oh!
Jeez.
And if Myles Garrett doesn't make a superhuman play, If my just to jump over the damn dude and block the kick and they scoop and score.
Yeah.
They are. Just like I said, Stefanski is bringing that team. And I'm sorry. The Eagles coach is bringing their team down. Deshaun's bringing them down. Oh. I couldn't imagine. Like, I was on a team when we had a quarterback that none of us wanted. And because of what they gave up to get him, they had to play him. And we all, and first of all, because we didn't like him. Now, I'm not saying they don't like Deshaun up there. Like, we didn't like this cat. We were like, hey, man, we don't want to play with him. And then he started playing like butt. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, get him up out of here. Myles Garrett and I don't know who else, the leaders were on that team. They got, hey, Kevin, we want to feel like we have a chance to win.
Yeah.
And we don't feel like we have a chance to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Somebody's got to say something.
And I understand the financial side of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're probably going to cut him at the end of the year, and they're going to have the biggest dead cap, biggest buyout, whatever, in the history of the league. Is anybody going to sign him?
Nope.
Like that?
Like,
that's crazy.
Only way, if I'm a team, I would take that kind of, I would say, okay, we'll take Deshaun, but y'all got to give us Myles Garrett, too.
Yeah.
We'll take the contract.
And then we'll cut him.
Yeah. Y'all got to give us Myles Garrett.
And then we'll cut him.
Yeah, y'all give us Myles Garrett.
We're not doing all that. The Ravens-Commanders game was awesome.
Yes.
It lived up to the, shout out to the Commanders, man. They're a tough team. The Ravens are just better.
They are better. And that damn Derrick Henry, man, they figured it out how to use him.
Yeah, the eye formation.
The eye formation.
Yeah.
And they got Mark Andrews involved yesterday. And if they get Mark Andrews more and more involved, Lamar threw 300 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
So you put him, then you got the other tight end, likely. And then you got, Zay and them boys.
Zay's playing good.
Zay's playing really good, man. And that offensive line has seemed to figure it out. Is your guy still starting up there?
Yeah, he's playing good.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Yeah, Roger Rogers playing better.
And everything like that. But, yeah, the thing is, you see that big old fullback you got with that big old tailback? Just toss it to him and just let him run behind everybody.
Yeah. And by the fourth quarter, like, people are tired of it. They don't want
Bobby
it anymore.
Bobby Wagner's one of my favorite players.
Bobby Wagner's great player. He's going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He didn't want none of that. Nope. On that touchdown run, that ISO.
He was about done.
Yep.
He's like, this guy again?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, he's like,
enough.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
How many times did they hand it to him? 24 times.
Yeah.
24 times. By the fourth, because, again, it's not just him either. It's that damn fullback.
Yeah.
They got that fullback. They got 550 pounds of human.
Yes.
Coming
full tilt.
Coming into the backfield just to take you out of your cleats, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Baltimore. It took them a minute to figure it out. I think they're the best team in the NFL.
They got it.
Like, if they can stay healthy and Lamar's playing like that, I don't know how anybody's going to beat them.
Yeah.
Nice win for the Chargers yesterday as well.
I'm glad they won, but I picked the damn Broncos in that game. I thought the Chargers were going to go, but they did it. Scary situation with Jim.
Yeah, Harbaugh had to leave the game with an arrhythmia.
Yeah, they say he was fine afterwards and everything. But, yeah, I thought that was the best game they played all year.
It was.
That was the best game they played.
Yeah, most complete game for sure. Their defense is good.
Yes, because they're healthy.
Yeah.
Derwin James is healthy. He's out there.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest thing is
don't get suspended again.
But, all that. And I think, real quick, the funniest game yesterday, and you want to talk about taking it personal against another team. What Detroit did to Dallas yesterday. That was a butt kicking on every level of butt kicks. But for them to be throwing damn hook and ladders to offensive linemen, that's even worse. Like, they rubbed it in your face.
They had stuff saved for that game.
Yes, they rubbed it in Dallas's face. Now, I love when Dallas loses, mainly because of the Cowboy fan.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But the biggest loss of the season could be Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
You lose that
huge
dude.
Huge win, but huge
you
loss.
You lose
at
that
the same
guy,
time.
Man. That's a big time loss for Detroit, man.
When if Max Crosby really is a trade candidate,
yes.
They're definitely getting in that market.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They're a Super Bowl contender,
yes.
Man. They're a really, really good football team. And to lose the best guy on defense like that, because he's been good, but he's having his best year so far, too.
Yes.
You hate to see a guy get hurt like that. Did you see? The Commanders ran a flea flicker screen pass.
Yes.
You see that?
Why do you need all that action?
I don't know. This is kind of cool.
But, I mean, the trick play that Detroit ran with the toss, and then the throw to LaPorta.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, Ben Johnson, he's going to take a job this year.
You'd have to think. That man's in his bag.
Yeah,
that was impressive to watch. Anything else?
No,
oh, yeah.
Justin Fields still the starting quarterback.
For now,
yeah.
But he's 4-2.
He's 4, and that's all you can say.
And that game last night was just gross.
Joe Burrow caught out, though.
Love seeing Joe Burrow scramble for 50.
Joe Burrow caught out.
Get to the
caught
house.
Caught out on him.
Love to see that. He's only one of 12 quarterbacks in, like, the last 30 years to have a touchdown run of that long. The other guys are all really fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would go you probably could guess, like, most of all the other guys.
I'm going to make a generalization in that.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I'm going to make a generalization.
Is he the only? Yeah,
yeah,
I'll have to look that up. It is 2024.
Yeah.
The year
yeah.
continues. All right. We'll get the phone lines open for the Falcons fans next. 404 726-0929. Call us. Give us your thoughts on the game yesterday. Give us your thoughts on the 4-2 start overall. We'll talk to Falcons fans next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Victory Monday. Phone lines are open, Falcons fans, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Give us your reaction to yesterday's win. Three straight wins. We'll start turning the page to Seattle kind of as the week goes, maybe more tomorrow and Wednesday, of course. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We were kind of kicking this around earlier, and more people are going to with the Raiders being so bad. But Adam Schefter was on ESPN just a little bit ago and said he heard that a team floated a first-round draft pick for Crosby to the Raiders earlier this year.
I believe that.
And the Raiders hung up on
it. Yeah, I believe that.
They're like, no, we're not.
I don't know what was the delusion about this thing with the Raiders that they were going to be good this year.
I don't know. They got excited at the end last year and smoked some cigars.
But the thing about it was the quarterback situation.
Never addressed.
Never addressed it.
Never addressed it.
Never addressed it. So that was my answer. They're going to be good. You talking about ain't no Minshew is not the starter. Minshew is the backup that takes over for the starter.
Yeah, and he'll get you a week or two.
Yeah.
And maybe a little spark here and there. But if that's your starting quarterback week one,
you're not going to be good.
You're not going to be good.
Yeah.
You're not going to be good.
I know they wanted Michael Penix, and nobody knew that thought the Falcons were going to take him at number eight. But I thought the Raiders and the damn Vikings, I think they were both all in on Penix.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Falcons were like, we're going to take him.
You think they still want him?
Who?
The Raiders?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, why wouldn't
they? Nothing would have changed.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
He hasn't done anything.
No.
Since then?
Would I give up Max Crosby for Michael Penix? Yeah.
Well, would they do that?
Oh, no, they're not
going to. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Like, if it's from this standpoint, yeah. I mean, no, I want nothing more than to see Michael Penix play for the Falcons and be amazing for the next 15 years.
I want to see Falcons win right now.
But I'd love to see this team be able to get to the quarterback, and that dude comes in and makes this team be able to get to the quarterback immediately.
Yeah.
You put Crosby on one side and Judon on the other.
Dude.
Now, this is probably pipe dream stuff.
It definitely is.
But that's all right. We can do that.
It definitely is.
That's what we do. We're allowed to do that from time to time.
It definitely
all right,
is.
Let's get to the phone lines here again. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. Trent is in College Park. What's up, Trent?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, look, it's Flint, man. He said Trent. It's Flint, like Flint, Michigan.
Oh, hey, Flint. Sorry about that.
Nah, it's good, man. It's good, man. Hey, man. But, hey, one thing I want to say, man, the Falcons looking good. In the beginning of the season, I was like, man, what's up with these guys? Especially when they got Curry. I'm like, $180 million. I don't know. I ain't want to buy no fan gear, but now they got me wanting to buy some fan gear, man. So, you know, I'm going to go get some fan gear.
What are you going to get?
They looking good.
What are you going to get first? Like, what's the first purchase?
Oh, man, I'm going to go get me a Bijan jersey,
man.
There you go.
All right. All right, Flint, thank you.
Appreciate it, Flint.
Flint's so excited. You can hear it in his voice. He's going to go spend some money.
Yeah. I mean, if your team makes you spend money, because what do we all talk about this damn Falcon team?
Yeah.
Make them – you got to make these fans want to be like – I can push his light bill off for another month.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Making financial decisions.
Make your fans make financial decisions.
We're about – how close are we? We're about one or two more 30-point performances from the bootleg jerseys popping up in the gas station.
No doubt.
We're right there.
Them polyester ones that ain't got –
The bootleg gas station parking lot jerseys are this close.
The polyester ones that don't – that the wind can't break through.
Because it's the first time since 2016 they've had back-to-back 30-point performances. And that's the last time I remember – just every parking lot, every gas station. You can get a Julio jersey and a Matt jersey, 2-for-1 for $40.
Yeah,
don't wash them.
Don't wash them
because they're going to fall apart.
Yeah. Don't wash them. The number going to fall off of it.
Or at least like the sleeves are going to be one black and the middle part's going to be a different black because it's going to fade different.
Yeah,
whatever.
Man.
You don't have to wash it. You don't need it. It costs $40 for two jerseys. We're close. We're one more 30-point performance away from that. All right, Devin is in Kansas City. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fella?
Hey, Devin.
What up, D?
Hey, so three things. I love the fact – I love how our wrestling game has turned on, so to say. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a coincidence that it seemed to have sparked with T.A. running that rock. I personally just a bigger fan of his. Love Bijan in the pass pro and everything, but I just love this style of wrestling. I just think LJ is a better fit. Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts, I'm not going to trash you. I ain't going to call you a unicorn yet, but it's – bro – you can't be that talented with no dog at all in you, bro. That's the only thing I really hate about Kyle. And the third thing, I know everybody wants to talk about the pass rush and everything, but was more concerning to me is how Chuba, Kamara, the Buccaneers just ran up and down the field on us. And I know we tried, well, I know they made adjustments to get the Buccaneers it somewhat helped, but just seeing them get gas in the run game is the only thing really just concerning me right now. I want y'all thoughts.
All right, Devin. Appreciate it.
I think the biggest thing is don't got enough britches in their pocket a lot of times. You know, they're getting covered up, your defensive line, and then your linebackers aren't making plays in the right game.
Now, Landman being back
helps because he's a runner. He's a run-stuffing linebacker. But then you saw the one play where they isolated him on number six, and it was lights out because he's not a good space player. And so you got to get Troy back, who was playing his best ball, and you got to just continue to figure out how to stop this run because you're going to have to come out of that too high shell that they want to play. They're going to have to come out of it more, man, because right now teams are gashing them. And so until you can get that eighth man in the box, because you understand they want to get a big play, I get it, but you can't stop the run enough with your front without having the extra man.
Yeah, no, that is definitely still a concern.
You're going to have to.
Without question. Like, as good as certain things have been over the last couple of weeks and the improvements you've made over the last couple of weeks, the certain multiple things on defense are still a concern, and that front seven is definitely a part of it. Jemiah is in Marietta. What's up, Jemiah?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing all good. All good.
So, what I just want to say is my favorite play from last night was how Tyler Algier just scored that amazing touchdown.
Yeah. Yep. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And that interception.
And who?
Which one? AJ or Clark Phillips?
The late one.
Okay, the late one.
Yeah, but he should have went and scored,
though. If you would have picked that ball off, Jemiah, you would have scored a touchdown, right?
Yes.
All right, yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Jemiah.
Appreciate it, little man.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
It's my football, so.
Okay, so you know.
So you know what
you're taking
is.
To the house. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, little man.
I think it's because it's fall break, right?
Yes.
Good. Or maybe, who knows?
Yeah, no, because they got my family.
Maybe we're calling from the back of science class.
My family got back yesterday, and then today they don't have school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Digital learning day.
No, it's not even digital learning.
We did.
Y'all got digital learning today?
Yeah.
They only got digital learning today.
So we had a bunch of four-year-olds on a Zoom call.
So awesome.
It's just hilarious. It's hilarious. And they do a great job. They all do a really good job listening and not talking over each other. Again, I contend this is the second one they've done. They're better at it in pre-K than our company was when we did Zoom calls during COVID.
There was nothing worse than that.
Yeah.
I don't care. It was awful.
There was one guy.
I like seeing y'all, and I know I ain't seen y'all and all that other stuff, but I was irritated with Zoom call. You know, I was the only one that didn't turn on his camera.
Yeah, you definitely didn't turn on your camera.
I kept it on mute the whole time. I was livid.
The only thing Abe has worse angles on than selfies is his Zoom camera.
Dude.
Because Abe lived in a cave.
Turn.
With the up angle. So we're looking at Abe's nose.
Yes.
And then Hugh Douglas didn't understand how to mute.
Yes.
So Hugh would just be making caveman noises in the background while our boss is trying to give some sort of talk. Yeah. It's like,
dude,
anyway.
I got up so many times and left.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I got up so many times and left.
I don't think anybody's calling on
anybody. Anybody call on Randy. Yeah.
All right, Randy, what do you think? All right, George is in Lawrenceville. Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, George?
Hey, just wanted to know, what do you guys think about, I know we're missing the sack game right now, but if we actually do advance to the playoffs, you think that's something that we can possibly get better at throughout the end of the season?
They better.
I hope so, George. I hope so, George.
And the other thing, man, I'm so excited about the run game. Man, yeah. I think Tyler Algier pops a blue chew every Sunday because that man runs hard, man.
Hey, man. I'm just telling you.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, George. I don't even know how to respond for that.
Promo code Andy.
Yeah, that's all.
Promo code Andy.
We just keep it going. Chew it and do it, baby. Chew it and do it, baby. Yeah, chew it and do it.
As for the pass rush, I'll be honest with you. I don't think that they're going to get better at it. Like, we talked earlier about if they can start mixing in a few more blitzes and try to simulate some pressure. But if they're just going regular pass rush and just letting these guys on the edge try to get to the quarterback, they're not going to be able to
do it. They got to figure out something.
Because these guys aren't great at it, unfortunately. We got enough track record now, right, to say that definitively?
Yep.
They even had a lead yesterday.
They had the lead, Andy.
They even had a lead.
They had the lead without a mobile quarterback, and they still couldn't get there.
Huh. So maybe it's something else. I don't know. Maybe they can make a trade. I don't know. Connor is in Alpharetta.
I don't
know.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
You know, very pleased with the Falcons' win yesterday. That one thing, kind of what George started his conversation with is the pass rush at the edge position, can Jimmy Lake do anything differently to take us to another level?
You're gonna have to, man. They're gonna have to figure something out, and the, or the players got to play better, man. I don't know. You know, a lot of times it is, you know, what if you say, see a man, whoop a man. A lot of times that's what it is. And I thought Judon was getting there. I thought they held him a couple times. Yep. I thought they mauled him a couple times on some of his rushes and everything.
Lorenzo Carter was there on
but
one
he was
of them.
There.
He just missed him.
He's there. Get him down.
And Ebikadie had one where he got there and tipped the ball.
Yes.
So he got up and affected the pass, yep, at least, which is good. But, I mean, if you can remember every time all of your pass rushers
exactly
pressured the quarterback, then there probably weren't that many.
Yeah.
Because we just listed them.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, and you don't want to come out of what you're doing, because what you're doing on defense is kind of working, meaning you're keeping the score,
sure,
down and all those,
sure,
different things.
Sure.
But you got to figure out something, man, because – and then, you know, when you are down there, I'm talking about Jesse and Justin Simmons, you got to make a tackle. Justin missed tackles when,
yep,
he was down there.
Yep, he did.
And so, I mean, you just got to figure out the balance between – simulated pressures, and just, damn, I got to beat this guy across from me.
If this helps, again, we got all week to get here. The Seahawks have, like, the worst offensive
They're
line
not
in the
good.
NFL.
They're not good.
Really
They're
bad.
Not good.
Really, and a lot of the guys are backups, third-string guys. Maybe this week.
Mm-hmm.
Home field. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what – they weren't at home.
Oh, yeah. Crowd noise.
They weren't at home.
It was Carolina. Can't hear the snap count.
It's hard to get sacks in Charlotte.
It's a faux sack. It's faux Sykes this game, Andy.
Oh, boy.
Faux Sykes.
Come on, man.
Faux Sykes.
Come on, Randy.
Yeah.
You said last week the reason they couldn't do it is because you hadn't said it like that.
Yeah.
You said it like that.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that they were playing in Charlotte. I thought they were playing at home. I thought it was a home game last week, dog. I really did.
What did Tyler Allgeier do to George? Blue chewed him. That's all right. Well done. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.